7:30. Newsmakers talk to Emily Kopp.
OPM Director John Barry says policy changes will incorporate lessons from past snow events.
We do have some changes that will be coming forward that will hopefully make it better to the extent that we can arm our employees to be able to work effectively from alternative locations. That's better service to the taxpayer and allows them to do their jobs and keep the essential functions of government moving regardless of what the weather is.
Hear the entire interview online at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.
Continuing congressional coverage is brought to you by United Technologies, among the top 100 public companies in Barron's latest ranking of the world's most respected companies. More at utc.com.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of the Armature Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. Federal Tech Talk is the show that opens up the world of technology to the federal government. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts to help you understand some of the IT trends and challenges that your agency may be facing. Federal Tech Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk here with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have Daniel Heimlich, Vice President of NetTuitive. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Hey, good morning, John. Thank you for having me.
If you are listening, it's kind of a funny word. It's like intuitive with an N-E in front. Is that how you remember it?
Yeah, I guess you could think of it that way. Yeah.
NetTuitive. It's a remarkable company, and I wanted to bring Daniel in because 2 weeks ago, I did a whole show on big data, and I think some listeners may be scratching their head saying, well, big data, so what? Just because you have all the data in the world doesn't mean you can do anything with it. Perhaps we have to be able to analyze some of the data. And that's what Daniel's strength is okay, you got big data, so what? Well, maybe there's some tools out there they can use to analyze it and maybe use that big data efficiently in your data warehouse. And that's the whole idea behind this interview today. We're talking about predictive analytics and federal IT professionals. But before we begin,
yes,
we got to talk about Daniel and give us your background, roughly how you wound up working in Reston for NetTuitive.
Sure. Well, I believe it or not, pretty much started my career in the video production industry. So actually worked for a video engineering firm down in Florida. I'm not sure people actually are not aware, but Florida is the third largest video production market in the U.S. And we sold into and basically built television stations in South America and throughout Florida. And found out about this little company that was pretty much a startup at the time called Citrix Systems.
That was in Florida, that's right.
Located just down the road from me, and was fortunate to be able to join there as one of the first 100 employees, and was there actually. We became over 2,000 people. And I've always enjoyed kind of early stage technology companies that have real innovations, as Citrix does and did. And I was ready for the next thing. And was fortunate enough to meet the CEO of NetTuitive, and we kind of hit it off. And I saw what the company was doing, and I saw what I thought would be a potential breakthrough for the industry. And I hopped on board as vice president there.
And if you're listening and want to get a little more information, you can go to net NetTuitive.com, and you can get white papers and blogs and videos, and you can surf to your heart's content to learn more about predictive analytics. Because I'm a lot older than you, I'm an old geezer, I look at this kind of a long 10, 20, 30-year plan. Back 10, 20 years ago, let's say you were an executive with an insurance company, and you had your MBA, you can make business decisions, but one way to enhance that ability might be to go ahead and take the actuarial test. I think there's 7 actuarial tests. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think the basis of a lot of this predictive analytics is taking a look at large amounts of data and looking for outliers, and then and possibly even predicting what's going to happen. Is that a good framework for this discussion?
Yeah,
I think
that's a great framework, and you sort of hit the nail on the head at the earlier part. You said there's lots of big data out there. But I think one of the challenges, I think, in all parts of our business life and our personal lives is that we're just inundated with data. There's more data than we know what to do with. But the question is now is how do you make sense of all of that? So what NetTuitive is doing is we're essentially applying proven statistical approaches, mathematical approaches to understanding IT performance And so just as you have predictive analytics for actuarial science or predictive analytics for understanding trends in the stock market to be able to make trades on equities or commodities, or predictive analytics even for the weather forecasting, which it's gotten a little bit better, I think, over time. we're basically taking those same proven statistical approaches and now applying it to IT performance management.
So for some people who may have never heard of predictive analytics before, there's statistical modeling, so it grew out of that, or it's similar, or what are the differences here?
I'm not sure. You know, there's some big words I don't even – you probably understand it better than I do, John, but there's an area called multivariate regression analysis. So it's a kind of a proven statistical area. We certainly did not invent the math, but what we did invent is the way to be able to efficiently process these calculations with – thousands, even millions of monitoring metrics simultaneously using essentially off-the-shelf server hardware for the largest companies in the world.
And that's what's interesting. I was at your website this morning, and I was looking at the companies you partner with, and I think the real question is, well, who don't you partner with? I mean, all the big dogs are out there. I mean, there's Microsoft, there's Oracle. You partner with many competitors because I think what you can do is you can assist them in managing their virtualization.
Well, the challenge is that there's lots of companies that are collecting data. So all the companies that you're talked about, whether it's a VMware or Citrix or Microsoft or HP or Tivoli from IBM, all of these products are in place. They're instrumented throughout the data center, and they're collecting lots of data. The challenge is how do you make sense of all that data, and how do you get the data to talk to each other across those various silos? So Netuitive really provides an analytics layer that sits across all of those monitoring silos and is able to sort of normalize all that data, aggregate that all together, and basically make sense of it all. So it's true that some of these same companies have similar claims in terms of being able to provide analytics, but Netuitive remains as the only standalone analytics platform in the IT performance management space.
So if you're managing a data warehouse, you know, one thing, I had a person in from an agency who was managing all bunch of servers, and he was really good with TCP/IP. He had to learn heating and air conditioning because he had to cool down his data warehouse. That was the biggest challenge he had, was getting on the roof with the thermometer and trying to figure this out. But actually, the real problem is managing a fluid structure of data. So not only do we have to worry about the temperature of the hardware, but we have the temperature of different systems coming and going, and maybe the fluctuations in the world, different markets kicking in and impacting servers. And that is really the challenge, I think, for VMware or IBM or Microsoft or Oracle is just this fluidity that's so hard to manage.
Yeah, you know, actually, going back to your scenario there, I think one of the challenges is that when you think about an application and the management around an application, it really is a representative of a very complex ecosystem, an ecosystem that's made up of servers, of network devices, of storage systems, of databases, the application code itself. All of these things need to work in harmony with one another in order to be able to provide the kinds of user experience that that we all want and expect. But you know what? It's very difficult to be an expert in all of those things. So what Netuitive is able to do is really basically provide kind of the analytics layer to create kind of the fluidity that you're talking about, to be able to kind of be able to synthesize the data, make sense of it, and actually be able to present it in a way that's actionable. And more importantly than actionable, being able to give you a level of intelligence before something bad happens.
My 20-year-old daughter was in the kitchen last night with a friend. They were making, I don't know, some kind of a cake or something or other. And I said, hey, I'm going to do an interview on predictive analytics tomorrow. And she said, you mean Minority Report? No. Well, that's what Minority Report does. I said, no. Oh, yes, it is. That's what's going to happen. I said, Brittany, calm down. I mean, this is exactly everything applies to a movie. Yeah. And that's what I thought of Minority Report. It is predictive analytics with humans. Now, I would much rather predict data futures than human futures. I mean, there's so many variables with humans, but this is what you focus in on, not human beings and crime. You focus in on data, and it may have an application with a Federal Bureau investigation.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Minority, what was it, the pre-crime unit?
Right.
So we're kind of the pre-degradation unit for IT.
That's the word, right. That's where if you have a fluid environment, if you can forecast degradation, all of a sudden you're going to win. You're going to use your resources more efficiently. And guess what? Each one of my listeners, they're getting their arm twisted. Hey, buddy, you got to do more with less this year. We're going to yank two employees from you, and here's your budget, cut 10%. Now what are you going to do? How do you efficiently use the servers that you've got in the back room?
Well, it seems like a big driver right now also is, I know in the federal government, virtualization is, it seems like a very big driver right now and getting more to a cloud-based type of environment. So this is really kind of the area where Netuitive has found its home. As you mentioned, the technology has been around for quite some time now. But really, when you talk about the dynamic nature of virtualized environments, the fact that things are constantly moving, that people, that it's easy to spin up a virtual machine really at the flick of a switch, the fact that virtual machines are moving between servers, trying to understand all this dynamic change within the environment, how can you do that with essentially manual programming? Because all the tools that are available today, the conventional types of tools, all rely on some sort of a manual effort. Someone has to go in. They have to create scripts to basically model in the behavior. They have to set thresholds against behavior. It's a human impossibility. When you think about the types of environments to manage a major mission-critical application where you have hundreds of components, each one of those components has dozens of key performance indicators and monitoring metrics to be able to deliver. And to be able to do that in real time, it's a human impossibility.
What's not impossible is for us to take a break. We got to take a break and come back, talk more about Gartner. Gartner's going on right now in Florida, and did a case study with your company, and I think that's kind of interesting. Talk about more of the awards you've won and how my listeners could take advantage of managing in a dynamic environment. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have Daniel Heimlich, Vice President of Netuitive.
There's a massive shift in how people consume information. The network is undergoing a transformation that's fueled by the promise of the cloud. Join Federal News Radio and Brocade for the Cloud Conundrum, public, private, or both. This panel will explore the questions, challenges, and solutions surrounding security and the cloud, cloud and your workforce, and the future of cloud. Listen Thursday at noon to hear experts from government and industry discuss the cloud conundrum. For more information, go to federalnewsradio.com, keyword cloud.
I'm on a mission to spread the word about COPD through music. COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. My grandfather suffered from symptoms of it, and COPD is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. I'm Billy Ray Cyrus, and I drive for COPD. Looks like people are starting to get the message. Anyone age 35 and older who has smoked as little as 100 cigarettes could be at risk. Visit driveforcopd.com today and talk to your doctor.
Tradition never graduates. Come spend a day in Annapolis with your family, friends, and Navy football. See the midshipmen take on the Troy Trojans for Scout and Senior Day, Saturday, November 5th at 3:30 p.m. at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Join us for a game day atmosphere like no other. Buy your tickets today. Come see Navy take on Troy November 5th at 3:30 p.m. Order now by calling 1-800-US-4-NAVY or by logging on to NavySports.com.
Things just don't happen. You need a plan. A federal career can last 30 years or more, and so can federal retirement. Tune in each Monday at 10 a.m. to get the information you need to plan your course for financial security, solid benefits, and optimum health care. 100% focused on the federal employee for your benefit. Presented by NITP has the answers to your mid-career and retirement planning questions. Listen to For Your Benefit Mondays at 10 a.m. on 1500 a.m. Federal News Radio for an hour that can change your future.
And now Ask the CIO, brought to you by Vion Corporation.
Robin East is the Treasury Department's CIO. She says program management will receive a boost through the use of the IT infrastructure library standard.
You always have to look at the needs of a particular organization, perhaps where you have the greatest opportunity to improve service management in the short term, and start there. We have chosen, at least preliminarily, to do a better job of describing our services and our service levels.
Whether your organization calls it cloud, utility computing, managed services, or capacity services, at the core is the rapid provisioning of information technology infrastructure. At Vion Corporation, they pioneered capacity services 10 years ago. Vion was awarded the first and currently holds the largest federal government capacity services contract. They provide government IT owners an agile financial vehicle for meeting mission-critical IT needs. Vion and Hitachi Data Systems have been delivering IT solutions to the government for over 31 years. Visit Vion.com to learn more.
This is John Gilroy from Federal Tech Talk. You know, I've done over 200 interviews here on Federal News Radio, but many listeners still ask, yes, John, but what does your company do? Well, my company is called Armature. For the past decade, we have worked with organizations to help improve the way they collect data. You may call it comprehensive data collection, data analysis, or even outcomes measurements. If your agency has any problems with collecting, analyzing, or displaying data, then please visit our website at armaturecorp.com. We can help.
Hi, this is O'Donna Matthews. What does 3 decades of service add up to? For the Capital Area Food Bank, it includes these important numbers. Distributing 25 million pounds of food to nearly 500,000 people through a network of 700 partner agencies. 30 years, it's a long time. But the mission continues to make sure that no one is left hungry. To learn more, contribute, or volunteer, visit capitalareafoodbank.org.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio is Daniel Heimlich, Vice President of Netuitive, N-E-T-U-I-T-I-V-E. We're talking about predictive analytics. Now, that's a pretty fancy phrase. I'm sure I'm going to impress somebody. Well, I'm not going to impress my wife. I'm not going to impress you. I'm not going to impress many of my listeners. But basically what it is, it's an ability to manage virtual systems and physical systems and systems in the cloud more efficiently than you're doing it now. And that's all fine and good. But many of my listeners are scratching their heads saying, oh, yeah, Daniel, give me a for instance. Tell me what you guys have done to help people out. And maybe you can roll with that a little bit and talk about some success that your company has had helping people manage these disparate systems.
Sure. So, we've actually really have proven ourselves, especially in the commercial marketplaces. We do actually, by the way, have a number of customers in the federal government, Department of Energy, the labs over at NREL, for example. U.S. Air Force is a customer of ours, U.S. Army. Some of this is through our partner, NetIQ. I guess maybe a good example would be the largest banks in the world are actually depending on Netuitive today, 8 of the top 10 banks. And among those, just as an example, they're using us, for example, for online banking. So when you think about an online banking application, first of all, it's imperative that that application is up, it's running, and it's delivering for its customers, else customers may as well go elsewhere. That is now the front office of the bank, if you will. So underneath that online banking application, well, guess what? There's an ecosystem of components that make that experience possible. There are servers, there are storage devices, there are databases, there's the application itself, there's the network. There's other types of components that all make up that experience for you as an online banking customer. Well, the challenge for a lot of these organizations is, number one is that all those components tend to be managed in very siloed types of environments. So, the network group kind of works with the network group, the server group works with the server group, the database group works with the database group. They're separated departmentally. Not only are they separated departmentally, they're separated technologically. The tools that they're using between each other do not talk to one another. So the question is always your, what do you care about, John, if you're an online banking customer? You care about getting that transaction and making that happen. What is IT looking at? They're wondering whether the servers are running well, whether the network is running well, or whether the database is working well. Someone has got to be worried about how is the system in the ecosystem behaving holistically. So what Netuitive is doing is we're actually looking and providing that end-to-end visibility across an entire environment. So we're assimilating all the data that's coming from all these various silos. We're correlating and normalizing all of that data. We're self-learning the behavior patterns of that data, by the way, without using any sort of manual rules or scripts or thresholds. So it's completely automated using advanced mathematics and statistical analysis. And we're able to actually provide a single health score of the entire application environment that tells you how the environment overall, the hundreds of components that are going into a single application, is it running healthy? Are things running normally right now? And then we're providing you the types of analytics that lets you forecast and understand how things are going to be behaving over the next several hours or even days.
A lot of people who look at statistics use the word outlier, and no one likes an outlier. An outlier, obviously, is an outage. And I think that's what any bank does not want to have. And believe me, I have listeners who can't, they stay awake at night worrying about their systems going down. They can't afford to have outages. And believe it or not, a fancy pants word like predictive analytics can help you sleep at night because it'll assure the fact that you can reduce the number of outages you have.
Yeah. Can I actually, that's an interesting term that you use, outliers, is that we kind of think of the idea of anomalies. The outliers that you're talking about is actually when the actual outage occurs. But guess what? There are outliers that are occurring very early, well before those outages occur. There are leading indicators that are really undetectable.
But your car starts leaking oil before the motor blows out.
Exactly. But, you know, unless you're sitting underneath the automobile
you're not
watching
know.
For that exact component, you're not going to know about it. But if you have an analytics layer that's able to look at all the various components, be able to make sense of everything, and it's actually monitoring the entire environment and understanding how one is impacting the other, you could actually catch those early outliers to be able to actually prevent a possible degradation or outage.
Well, my question to you is, if I'm working for VMware, which has had ridiculous amounts of success, and I would say we'd have some tools that could help manage a virtual environment, why should I partner with Netuit? I mean, what do you bring to the game? I mean, you bring anything to the party? I mean, what are you bringing?
Well, first of all, VMware is actually, I just saw that it has had record earnings this week.
I know, so that's incredible.
So they're doing amazingly well, and is actually a very important part of what we manage. But you know, the VMware is a great infrastructure. It's changing the way that we actually run servers. It's changing the infrastructure of the data center. But guess what? It's also making the management of the data center exponentially more complex, because you have more moving parts. It's easier than ever to be able to turn on a virtual machine. You have virtual machines that, you know, are, they call them zombie machines now. They're just sort of running out in the data center. No one's paying attention to them. More than ever, you need an analytics eyeball that's keeping track of all this, and Netuitive enables that. Also, keep in mind that, again, VMware or any virtualization software, for that matter, represents only one component of the overall application experience. It's running the virtual machines. You still have to have storage that's supporting that application.
What about applications?
You still need to have databases. Yeah. You have to have the application itself. You need an analytics layer that's going to understand how all these components are working independently, but more importantly, how they're working in context with one another, in order for you to be able to very quickly be able to assimilate, hey, you know what? We see a potential latency issue here happening, and then being able to rapidly correlate that down to the root cause, regardless as where that might exist, whether it's in the virtualization layer, the hardware layer, or the software layer.
We had a bunch of people over the house on Sunday, and one of the women is going to do a presentation in 2 weeks, and she's all nervous about it. And I said, you should get this book, Presentation Zen. It'll help you with any simple PowerPoint presentation. But anytime you're looking at collecting data, analyzing it, and visualizing it, then we have to worry about presenting a visual format of this information. If your car is leaking oil, it's not any good unless the oil light pops on. If your server is about to fail, it's no good unless it can be seen by humans easily. I mean, I've gone through logs, and that's just a pain in the neck. I want like a dashboard, some kind of a chart, and I think this is what you provide as well, some kind of visualization for that complex information.
Exactly. If you were to look at our product, you would actually, one of the first thing you would see are these service health scores. It looks really simple. It's a big round circle that has a number inside it, and it's going to be green, orange, yellow, or red. But what's underneath that health score are potentially thousands of key performance indicators that are automatically correlated, that are automatically analyzed to be able to produce that health score in a completely automated way. So the idea is to be able to take all that data that you're getting, but to be able to quickly assimilate that data and make sense out of it and giving it in a meaningful form. There's no lack of data that we're collecting already. We're overwhelmed with data. But how do you actually track that data by the minute of the hour of the day of the week, be able to understand how the data is behaving with all these multiple sources, and do that in a way that just makes sense. So you're right. You know, it's one thing to have all of this, whiz-bang mathematics that we have in our product, but you don't have it in a form that is visually representative of what your job is, then it's not going to be very helpful.
What is, I think, a differentiator for your product, and perhaps my listeners would like to know more about this, we can take a break real soon and come back to this, but is the technology you have has behavior learning built into it. So you can get it running, and it can take a look at transactions across the United States, transactions across the world, or whatever vertical market you have, and it can learn the rules rather than humans having to apply the rules, which I think is kind of making the next step.
Yeah, well, actually, I wouldn't say that we learn the rules. You're right that humans need to put in place rules that make place. But actually, what we do is we learn the data patterns.
Ah, that's the wrong word I use.
We learn basically the patterns of data. We basically are able to understand not only the patterns of data, but how they relate with one another. You know, it might seem like a silly analogy, but if you think about, imagine if Netutive were monitoring you, John. Are you a exerciser?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's say you exercise on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings. Well, our software will come to learn that your breathing pattern is going to be correlated with other vital signs like your heart rate, your body temperature. And we're going to learn all those things in context with one another. And only when we see divergence and multiple anomalies occurring in the environment do we actually detect and tell you that there's something maybe that's wrong on the horizon.
Well, one anomaly is not having a break for commercials. So we're going to have to take a quick break, come back, talk more about predictive analytics and how federal IT professionals can benefit from understanding their dynamic environment in the cloud. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, Daniel Heimlich, Vice President of Netutive.
Meeting mission goals through technology, brought to you by General Dynamics Information Technology.
The Department of Homeland Security is getting ready to pilot a technology acquisition concept that'll bundle several services into one. They call it Workplace as a Service, and DHS is hoping it'll help its components buy IT more efficiently. They would bundle technologies like virtual desktop infrastructure and mobile devices into a single service contract that parts of Homeland Security could sign up for. DHS has also ordered all of its components to use enterprise services for commodity IT purchases.
General Dynamics Information Technology is dedicated to providing the latest, highest quality information technology services and resources to help organizations meet their mission objectives. Large-scale IT systems and communications networks are the strategic and operational heart of defense, intelligence, civilian government, and private business. They require the expertise of a company that delivers results. General Dynamics Information Technology, information technology and professional services. Go to GDIT.com to learn more. That's GDIT.com.
We raise high for GW basketball. Some raise high with the jump out of your seat, buzzer beating, hands to the sky scream. Others give their all in the GW fight song, Raising High the Buff and Blue. Raising High is more than just a movement. It's the movement for Colonials basketball, where senators and students, friends and families come together for the thrill of victory. Raise High with GW Basketball today. Call 202-994-7325 or visit gwsports.com now.
Have you been in government contracting, procurement, or acquisition for 30 years? NCMA has. Join the National Contract Management Association for the 30th Annual Government Contract Management Conference, November 14th and 15th in Bethesda, Maryland. The conference draws more than 1,000 government contract management professionals. Hear from respected speakers such as Scott Gould, Deputy Secretary, Department of Veterans Affairs, Martha Johnson, Administrator, GSA, and Shay Assad, Director, Defense Pricing, DOD. Learn more at ncmahq.org today.
Are you a Washington Capitals fan?
Who, me?
Do you live for wearing that red jersey?
Well, yeah, I do.
Then you're going to love the DC Lottery's new Washington Capitals Scratcher. Not only is there a top prize of $50,000,
what?
There's a second chance drawing to win one-of-a-kind prizes, like 2012-2013 regular season tickets.
Oh, that's awesome!
Or a chance to be a Cap for a day with a VIP experience.
Man!
Like to win season tickets to the Caps?
Yes!
Play the new Washington Capitals Scratcher.
Woo!
Only from the DC Lottery. Lots of people win.
Your new Cocker Spaniel is waiting to meet you, and you don't have to travel very far. This weekend and almost every weekend, Oldies But Goodies Cocker Spaniel Rescue holds at least one adoption show in the greater D.C. area. Find out where we'll be this weekend by checking out CockerSpanielRescue.com. Stop by to meet the many homeless Cockers of all ages who are looking for their new home. These dogs have already been spayed or neutered and have all their shots. For more information on adoption, fostering, or volunteering, visit CockerSpanielRescue.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Zell, host of Blueprint for Wealth, every Saturday here on Federal News Radio at 10 a.m. Please join me this week for my special guest, Doug Smith, who's a partner with B2B CFO, the world's largest CFO firm. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by Odin, Feldman & Pittleman, the full-service law firm in Fairfax, Virginia, serving the entire D.C. metro area. Visit us on the web at ofplaw.com.
Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Here's your chance to get out for some fun. Marvin Bond is the editor of Recreation News.
This is oyster season, and the Oyster Festival at the Chesapeake Bay Maritime Museum in St. Michael's over on Maryland's Eastern Shore is Saturday from 10 to 4. You can enjoy the oysters and other very good Eastern Shore food, entertainment, and even boat rides. And also on Saturday, the Art and Wine Festival in the natural area in Virginia's northern neck. That's right down Route 301. We'll combine art, food, wine, and even hayrides in honor of the season, I suppose.
What if I want a real getaway?
Well, Southwest Airlines is offering packages to Sheraton and Westin resorts, I should say, around the country, at savings of up to $250. You must purchase your tickets by November the 10th and travel by March the 31st. Those are the kind of parameters on it. You can check it all out at southwestvacations.com.
Marvin Bond is the editor of Recreation News. I'm Ruben Gomez.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have Daniel Heimlich, Vice President, Netuitive. You can go to the website, N-E-T-U-I-T-I-V-E, netuitive.com. You can get your webinars, get your podcasts, get your white papers, get your blog, you get all kinds of stuff and as much detail as you want on analyzing complex systems and software to help you analyze those complex systems. Award-winning company, ring the bell, Best Analytics Award from EMA, Best of VM World for Virtualization Management, Morgan Stanley Award for Innovation. So you're working with the big dogs. And I think the reason we brought you in here is just to maybe let the big dogs in the federal government know that maybe this is a solution they could consider or put it on their list to take a look at. I mean, worst case scenario, you learn about predictive analytics and you can impress your friends with this big phrase. You know, I mean, best case scenario is maybe it increases your uptime of your system, which I think that's one of the main benefits of predictive analytics, just increasing the uptime.
No doubt about it. It really is about reducing operational risk and assuring the stability of mission-critical applications. That's why the largest banks in the world are using Netuitive. That's why largest telcos are using Netuitive, why many of large e-commerce companies are using Netuitive. And the federal government is just beginning to learn about us.
There is a group that has monthly meetings called the Professional Risk Managers International Association, PRMIA. Yeah. God, if I were them, I'd invite you and I'd say, come on down. And instead of their focus primarily is on money, it's like, well, this is a focus on money. You know, this helps systems expand and moderate and then use them efficiently. I think when you said risk, I really thought of risk management. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's a kind of a dull statistical analysis looking at outliers. But the bottom line is that in the end, you save money for large organizations with complex problems.
I don't know how to even add to that.
I don't know how to add to that either.
Totally agree. I mean, it's the fact of the matter is that application environments are, first of all, they're so mission critical for all of us. I mean, we can't function without our Blackberries or iPhones, without having online access to our CRM applications, our ERP applications, our online banking, our ATM machines, it goes on and on and on. We live in such a digital world now that has to be online all the time. And the fact of the matter is that most of the technologies that are being used to monitor these real-time mission-critical environments are the same technologies and same approaches that were invented 20 years ago. So essentially, Netuitive just represents really a new evolution in performance management of complex IT monitoring, complex IT environments.
I don't want to badmouth any companies, but you just stumbled on BlackBerry. There was a big outage of BlackBerry here in the last couple of weeks, wasn't there? And what was that attributed to? Mismanaging systems, complex interdependencies? I don't know. Have you read about that? I know.
Yeah, I read a little bit about it. So it was more on their network side of the environment. I'm not an expert on BlackBerry necessarily. But the fact of the matter is that we're dependent on these major applications. I read Citizens Bank had a major outage a few weeks ago. And what's amazing is that it seems to be a surprise to the companies that are, that are running these applications. Why is it such a surprise? Why do they only know about the outage after the fact? Doesn't it make sense that there just needs to be technology that's as smart as the applications that are running on it? And so Netuitive really is the ability to be able to forecast and understand behavior patterns of these environments to be able to alert you of anomalies that might result in a cascading failure that ultimately might result in a degradation or outage of your application. How do you catch those things early? There are early telltale signs that only can be detected really with some sort of mathematical solution. Way too much data. So one of our customers, more than one of our customers, but one in particular I can think of, is actually monitoring over 1 million metrics simultaneously.
Whew.
So you tell me, John, how is a human being going to be able to create a model that understands and somehow models behavior by the minute, by the hour, by the day of the week, to understand all the context and all the correlations between a million different metrics? I realize not every environment is that large, but even if you took 100 metrics or 1,000 metrics and think about the exponential correlations that need to occur in order to understand those environments holistically, it defies human analysis. So whether it's Natuitive or some other product, I think we can mostly agree that there needs to be some sort of automated mathematical statistical solution that learns the behavior of these environments in an automated way and be able to present that in a way that makes sense so you can take action before your systems, go down.
I see that you have partnered with companies like VMware, NetApp, HP, EMC2, Squared, IBM, Microsoft, Oracle. Well, then, who do you compete with?
Some of those. Some of those companies.
You partner with them and compete with
and
them.
Some of those companies. First of all those companies have instrumentation for their incumbent environments. So, IBM has a Tivoli for managing, for monitoring, servers, server systems primarily in other areas. CA has products like Wiley for monitoring application transaction times. VMware has its own monitoring with the vCenter. All of these various products have their own monitoring. And some of them do offer, end-to-end, analytics as part of their offerings. But the fact of the matter is they're going to be best at monitoring their own environments. They're not going to have the open types of integrations that a product like Natuitive has. So what Natuitive is able to do, again, is be able to really provide an intelligence layer, an analytics layer that sits across all these different monitoring environments. It's able to quickly be able to normalize that data, aggregate that data, correlate it together, and learn the behavior patterns in order to provide actionable information.
Behavior patterns, data patterns, that's the phrase I'm looking for, data
yeah.
patterns in complex systems. And so what you're able to do is have a deep and thorough understanding of systems like Oracle, systems like IBM, and allow your product to maybe interact between them or with them at different layers.
Right. So exactly. We have integrations. Just to be clear, is that Natuitive actually does not provide any of its own instrumentation. We actually rely on the instrumentation of third parties. So most organizations, and I know this is true in the government, are already well-instrumented. They might even be over-instrumented. In fact, a typical application environment might have 4, 5, 6, 12 different monitoring tools that are already in place. So one of the values of an analytics layer is something that is completely non-invasive, something that is able to actually collect the data that is already being spit out by all these different instrumentations that are available, be able to assimilate that, aggregate it, and make sense out of that without having to be invasive, without having to install additional agents. One of the values of Natuitive is that it sits on its own server. And a lot of our IP, by the way, is the way that we're able to do these massive calculations using off-the-shelf servers. So we could use Pentium class servers to do these massive types of applications, massive types of calculations that I've been referring to. So without, generally you'd have to have a mainframe to do these calculations. So that's a big part of our intellectual property is the efficiency in which we do these calculations. But doing that by actually collecting from all these various data sources and all this instrumentation that's already in place, again, you don't need more instrumentation. What you need is intelligence, analytics, that's going to make sense of the data that's already there.
There are many applications in the federal government for this type of technology. I'm thinking of fraud detection and proper payment. Many agencies do these tasks where they have to take massive amounts of information and try to make a decision on it, do some analysis on it. And it many times has to be done quickly. I think in the commercial world, maybe a bank, if you attempt the transaction, maybe there are analytics that take place when you use your credit card. They're done so quickly, whether or not it fits the pattern. A friend of mine once bought a couch, and he got to call his house, and he said, "Hey, you had a big load on your card today. What's going on?" He said, "Oh, I bought a couch." "Oh, it changed from the typical pattern of your behavior."
Yes.
And so they called him and said, "Oh, it's okay." But they were actually protecting him. So many of these models protect the end users and protect citizens or warfighters for my listeners.
Yeah. So no, I agree. We also typically think of analytics. I think, most predictive types of analytics are often attributed to more looking at historical data patterns. So, you know, people do predictive analytics, as we've talked about, for actuarial science, for consumer understanding consumer behavior. So they'll go back and look at months of data, even years of data, to be able to detect patterns, run these in big mainframes, to be able to actually trend and forecast what's going to happen in the future. When we're talking about predictive analytics for IT, we're talking about real-time mission-critical environments where you need to know what's normal happening right now and what's going to be forecasted in the next minutes, in the next hours. And that's what predictive analytics for IT is all about.
And my prediction is we're going to take a quick commercial break. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have Daniel Heimlich, Vice President of Netuitive.
The website of the week is the Google Transparency Report. Now, this site includes an interactive map, so you can click on different countries. The Chinese officials consider censorship demands to be state secrets, so we cannot disclose that information at this time. This can show traffic patterns. If a country blocks internet access, you can immediately see this. You can see if any countries are blocking internet traffic. The Google Transparency Report.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Federal News Radio is a proud partner of FEA, the Federal Employees Education and Assistance Fund. In the past 25 years, FEA has helped more than 21,000 federal families with over $18 million in aid. By donating just $1 per pay period, you can help federal families keep the lights on, clean up after a natural disaster, or send a kid to college. Keep your CFC dollars in the federal family and make your pledge to FEA 11185 today. Learn more at FEA.org. That's FEEA.org.
Government personnel must continue to achieve mission-critical objectives no matter their work environment. Video conferencing technologies provide a highly effective collaboration solution for federal employees affected by budget cuts, BRAC initiatives, and telework mandates if they are secure based on open standards and deployable in limited bandwidth environments. Polycom is the first video provider to have an ultimate HD portfolio that is JITC certified, offering real-time face-to-face communication without compromising secure networks or consuming excessive bandwidth. Polycom enables government customers to collaborate over voice and video anywhere, anytime, securely both inside and outside the firewall, offering high-definition video calls at half the bandwidth of other companies. To learn more, visit polycom.com/federal.
The Telework Center arms you with all the information you need to know about teleworking in the federal government. Go to federalnewsradio.com, keyword Polycom.
Please join the American Federation of Government Employees for its series, Inside Government, brought to you in part by Purchasing Power. The weekly program gives you the real story on what's happening inside federal agencies and the rights of federal employees. Hear the latest from the nation's top lawmakers, celebrities, journalists, union leaders, and federal workers. Don't miss AFGE's Inside Government, Friday at 10 a.m., right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Get set to sweat. Come to Tyson Sport and Health Club for the second annual Sweat for a Vet, a first-of-its-kind inclusive fitness event raising money and awareness for our wounded warriors. Spin, row, or crank in a three-hour inspiring class taught by the best, including disabled vets and spinning creator Johnny G. If you're challenged by a disability but would love to join them, you are totally invited. Contact Sweat for a Vet for details. Sweatforavet.org. Saturday, November 12th, starting at 9:30.
Arming your home security system gives you peace of mind, but are you paying $30, $40, $50 or more in monitoring fees? Switch to Ackerman Security Systems, the metro area's most trusted name in security, and pay just $18.95 a month. That's right, $18.95 a month, and no cost to switch. Don't have a system? Then Ackerman offers the latest technology, including wireless monitoring. Call by Wednesday and get 3 months of basic monitoring free when you switch or start service with Ackerman. Call 888-999-1070. Ackerman. Security.com.
Hi, this is Brooks Like of the Washington Capitals.
Back down to Like on the right side. Joe Ward in the circle. A chance for Like. He scores! Brooks Like, top tees, pass Crawford, 3:19 to go in the first period. Caps 2, Chicago nothing.
Catch every minute of Caps hockey right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, and online at federalnewsradio.com.
18 months after the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act became the impetus behind Health IT,
By providing incentives for meaningful use in electronic health records, agencies are faced with the difficult task of cutting spending while delivering affordable health care. Federal roundtables at AFSEA Bethesda's Health IT Day, November 2nd, at the Mayflower Renaissance Hotel in D.C., will explore how to accomplish this mission through the use of IT. Register today, afseabethesda.org/healthitday.
Wake up and drive in with Tom Tamman and Amy Morris on the Federal Drive. It's your early line on the day ahead from your trusted advisors. Tom and Amy give you a full view of the issues. Find out what your colleagues in other agencies are up to and what policy and congressional developments mean to you. The Federal Drive with Tom Tamman and Amy Morris. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, the only radio station dedicated to news for and about the federal government and government contractors. Find us at federalnewsradio.com.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have Daniel Heimlich, Vice President of Netuitive, talking about a very, very fancy, complex topic called predictive analytics. Basically, what predictive analytics does is it uses math to make life easier for our listeners. And it can do all kinds of things. You know, if you think a hurricane is coming, if you think a snowstorm is coming, well, guess what? Predictive analytics is a way that math can assist in that. Nice summary.
That's great.
So I guess there must be something on your website with hurricanes or storms or snowstorms or
actually,
something.
It's funny you mentioned that. We actually have a white paper. It's called Forecasting Hurricanes and IT Outages. So it's how mathematics will forecast and prevent disaster. So,
oh, the math teachers are going to love that. Yes. Every math teacher listening is going to go to that site.
So come take a look at it. It should be right off of netuitive.com.
Great, great, great. And that is N-E-T-U-I-T-I-V-E, netuitive.com. Here's a time in the show where I do my special famous nerdology test to see if you're a real nerd. I'm going to ask you 10 questions.
I hope I pass or don't. Maybe I hope I don't pass.
Well, if you don't pass, we'll have to kick you out of the studio. Okay. I mean, come on now, you know. We'll have to bounce you right out of here, buddy. So year your first computer.
My first computer, I think that was 89.
89, that's pretty early. That's good
points. 89, but I remember actually my roommate in college got a computer a few years before that. And my mother actually offered me the computer, and I was like, well, what am I going to do with one of those?
What am I ever going to do with one of those?
You know, there's five computers in the lab. Well, let's go down there and use one of those.
That was the model I had. My model was take cards down to the
Yeah, it wasn't a brick. I was after the brick.
Oh, post brick. Well, that's a not good sign. Operating system at home.
Operating system at home. For better or for worse, we're all Mac now.
Ooh.
We've gone all Mac.
No Unix.
The Heimlich family is all Macs.
I didn't
own a single Macintosh 2 years ago, and we got probably 8 different Mac devices at home now.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
And type of mobile phone?
Mobile phone. I got a BlackBerry.
BlackBerry, okay. And number of apps on your BlackBerry? Does it have?
Not too many. I don't know. Maybe there's 10 apps on the BlackBerry.
Ooh, losing nerd points here. You're
Sorry
losing nerd
that.
Points
Sorry
fast here. Tablet device. What kind you have?
We have. All my home stuff is are Mac. So I got iPods.
Okay.
But in the office, I'm all PC.
Okay. And social networking sites you participate in?
You know, I'm probably not great on the nerd factor there, but LinkedIn is certainly my core one. But you know, of course, I'm a member of Facebook, and I think I have a Twitter account there, but haven't looked at it in a while.
And your corporation certainly has a presence on all three and many more because it gets great SEO ratings. And finally, here's a real determining factor: the last book you read, was it paper or was it electronic?
It was it's paper.
Well, you're sinking slowly in the West, my friend. You're not a nerd at all.
Yeah.
You're almost normal then.
Yeah, it was actually on computer industry though. So
well, that's like a negative point. You know, it's like get out of here. You know, the real nerds would be. I once had a guy in the studio. He took everything in his house and all the books gone. All
digitized
visual,
everything.
All the music gone. All the kids' books are gone. You know,
I still have one leg in the old world and one in the new.
I'm firmly planted in the old, whether it's for good or for evil. And rather than talking about the old, let's talk about the new and maybe the future. Someone stole my crystal ball. I had a crystal ball here. I don't know what happened to it.
Well, we have them all at Intuitive.
Yeah, that's why. They're all down there. Let's get out. Well, let's say, well, when you looked in the in your crystal ball yesterday, you must have predicted I was going to ask this question.
Yes.
So where's going to happen? What's going to, is it petabytes, terabytes, yottabytes, zottabytes, crazy bytes, carter bytes? I mean, what's going to happen in the future? Where do you position yourself and where is your company going to position itself in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, I think there's probably going to be, we're going to go through two phases here from where we are today. I think the next phase, the next phase will really be about creating an open analytics platform. How do we sort of democratize this type of capability? So it's not only accessible for huge organizations like federal agencies and big banks, but could be available for mid-market companies. So we actually are opening up our platform. We actually have a project underway called Integration Studio that essentially allows you to bring any type of data in. Doesn't have to be the types of out-of-the-box integrations we have today with all of the major monitoring manufacturers, but bring in any integration. Customized security integrations, transaction integrations, whatever you might have, weather patterns, physical monitoring patterns of the heat of your servers. Bring it all in, and we have actually a toolkit that enables you to do that. So I think that's the first phase. I think you'll also see in the not too distant future, Netuitive technology actually available as a web service. But I think we're still probably a few years away, but we're having conversations with folks, I'll just say, more than one of the companies you've mentioned, about putting this type of technology, into the cloud. And then I think the ultimate will be, what we call autonomic computing, is basically, where Netuitive, we've all talked about autonomic computing, where, systems are self-healing, they're automatically provisioning. Well, in order to do all that, you need to have a brain. That's going to be the center of that. And we see the Netuitive as being that centralized intelligence that will enable automated computing. So this way, John, you and I could just go home and relax on a beach and just let the computers do the work and forget about it.
So my question is, 10, 15 years ago, I think your company started around 97, 10, 12 years ago. There must have been someone there who forecast or looked at the internet and looked at computing and said, hey, guess what? One day hardware is going to be cheap. And what's hard is going to be – what's going to be difficult is going to be managing all those hard drives and servers. I mean, that was a tough prediction to make – talk about prediction. Tough prediction to make back in 2000, 2001 when I was still buying hardware. And I thought hard drives, there's a limit to it. But with the cloud, not much of a limit.
Yeah, it's interesting that the core technology of Netuitive actually goes back 20 years in terms of its core technology. It was founded out of the University of California, Berkeley, and University of South Carolina. And the first sort of commercialization of it was used for understanding patterns in energy utility companies. So in a completely different area, to understand potential brownouts from a utility plant. And it was really in the 2002 timeframe that some folks came along and said, hey, why don't we apply this to IT? But I would say it's really been in the last 3 years now that we've seen this acceleration in the business, and that's being driven by the complexity of virtualization and cloud environments.
You see service-oriented architecture, then people start talking about cloud. Now they make a transition to big data. Well, big, and I think what people are starting to understand is that there's a limitation to big data. I mean, it doesn't have all the answers. It has a lot of problems.
Well, the bigger and the more complex, the more you're going to need analytics, and that's where Netuitive shines.
Great. We're going to have to end our interview here. We spent the last hour talking about predictive analytics, and not from the perspective of human prediction, like the silly analogy with Minority Report, but actually looking at data and data patterns in order to help you manage your data warehouse, manage your data center more efficiently, and maybe able to take advantage of scale, and maybe able to look at data and get deep and thorough understanding of what's going on in an environment that is safe and reliable that will reduce number of outages, especially for critical information. You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'd like to thank my guest, Daniel Heimlich, Vice President from Netuitive. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, John.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of the Armature Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 11, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, your source for federal news now.
Check your thrift savings plan numbers every day at federalnewsradio.com. Find out how your funds closed and how they're doing for the year. It's all right there on our homepage, federalnewsradio.com.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers.